This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They do. They have forensics investigators that can take the smallest speck and turn it into real evidence. And that's what they've been doing since they found that first attempted bomb at George Soros's house earlier this week. And the other issue here is that it appears to me that this is not a sophisticated bomb maker. If you're going to send out a dozen or more pipe bomb suspected explosive devices, and none of them not only don't detonate, but they don't even smoke. Some of them apparently didn't even have trigger mechanisms. This is someone who was looking perhaps to scare or spread fear or send a message, but doesn't appear to be someone who actually was trying to blow anything up, because he did a poor job if that was the case.
Wow.
But again,
he didn't do a poor job at all, and I've been saying this over and over again. If the globalists and their minions get smart, they will go out and they will pose as conservatives, as nationalists, and they will take one for the team, and they will stage these events and blame us for it. And you've got this van. We'll show TV viewers HD images of these that are posted to Infowars.com, with this van in Florida festooned over every square inch of the windows, except for the front windshield, with pro-Trump, pro-America, pro-Pence information. And you know when they get into his laptop, he's going to visit DrudgeReport.com. He's going to visit Infowars.com. He's going to listen to Rush Limbaugh. He's going to watch Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. Just wait 11 days out from this incredibly historic election. And remember, we saw them pre-programming everywhere that Republicans are going to get violent, but Trump and Alex Jones are going to cause shootings and bombings of Democrats. And then magically the kingpin, leading the globalist invasion of America, the open borders, George Soros, hierarchically, he gets the first fake bomb. And I have the police commissioner, NYPD, saying the package bombs are not bombs. In fact, the ones New York got don't even have powder in them. They are fake. They are fake. They are fake. And this whole thing, there it is, pipe bomb and powdered liberty CNN were harmless. That's all confirmed by the police commissioner. But it's only in Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com and National Review in a few places. So, again, it's the perfect patsy. I even said on Monday they'll bust them in a van with Trump stickers all over it. I said that. I said it. I mean, we just hate it because it's central scripting, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most insane crap I've ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. And now they've got it loaded on the back of a wrecker being driven to the FBI offices there in Florida. This is just incredible. This is in South Florida. He's in custody in connection with the mailing of pipe bombs. Notice that Boing Boing and Bloomberg and all of them and CNN keep calling it pipe bombs. No, they're not pipe bombs. This bottle of Honor Roll fish and krill oil is not a bomb. In fact, bring in one of the fake bombs we made with road flares and egg timers on them. Those look more real and are more dangerous than these fake bombs, because you could light one of these road flares and burn down a building with them. So technically it's not a bomb, but it's an incendiary device. So the bombs we made in 5 minutes yesterday are more real than that fake bomb. So just think about how insane this is and how right on time 14 days out, Soros. 13 days out, the Clintons. Obama. All these poor little victims that have been calling for violence and calling for, you know, killing members of Congress and calling for killing Trump. The Democrats, it's New York Times articles about killing Trump. Phil Mudd goes on CNN and says we're going to kill Trump. And then magically, they all keep saying, Trump's going to get us killed. And then magically, this happens right on time. Fake bombs get mailed out.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have a video. The police commissioner of New York City says this was not a group of bombs that were mailed. Repeat, these were not bombs. These were inert powder inside plastic casings with shards of glass with wire sticking out of it to cause fear. And it's been totally blamed on Trump, on InfoWars, on anyone criticizing Soros and all of his criminal activities that are legendary. President Trump is set to speak on this in just mere minutes. Again, in South Florida, people called in the suspicious white van with hundreds of pro-Trump, pro-America stickers on it. Reportedly is a Caucasian male. His name has not been released yet, ladies and gentlemen. But right on time, we have all the images of who's guilty. That's right, by extension. Crosshairs on Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump stickers. Mike Pence stickers. It goes on and on from there, and now he has been grabbed off the street, and we're all seeing the white van. So we hear for months and months and months that Trump is going to cause violence and that Trump is an evil person that wants the media to be attacked when he points out that they're lying about him. When they call him a Nazi or they call him Hitler or they say he hates all Mexicans or all these incredible lies, if he dare defend himself, usually even in a joking manner back, calling, well, that's a fake news reporter. Mr. Acosta's a fake reporter. They go, oh, my God, you want me to die. You want to kill us. We're like, that's disproportionate. If all we do is respond back to you and then it's the end of the world and then real Ryerson gets mailed out to the president and to the vice president and to Ted Cruz and a bunch of other people, and then that's all swept under the rug and there's almost no news coverage of it, and then this gets huge wall-to-wall coverage, not the 50,000 illegal aliens marching towards the U.S. or riding in on flatback trailers, not what's happening with China threatening war with the U.S., not getting into what's happening with the stock market, none of it. It's all, ladies and gentlemen, these fake bombs. But again, I have a stack of news here admitting pipe bombs and powder delivered to CNN were harmless. New York City police headquarters told the Associated Press on Monday. So I'm going to say it again. No bombs were mailed. Hoax bombs were mailed. But you look at the rest of the news, it's bombs, bombs, bomber, bomber in custody, bomber in South Florida, bomber in a white van. Bomber had right-wing Trump stickers on his car. That's not a bomber. If you mail real bombs to people and any of them detonate, you're a bomber. If you mail fake bombs to people, you're a hoaxer. Got him. Mega bomber, suspect in custody. Trump to go live. That's GrudgeReport.com headline. We have the live feeds posted at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com as well. So, who called this the entire time? The pre-programming that wait, there's going to be violence right before the election, and the media and the Democrats will be targeted, and it is talk radio and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Donald Trump and the Republican Party's fault. And the Republicans are calling for violence when we weren't calling for violence. It's the Democrats. So they were having a problem with all their violence and jobs, not mobs. Jobs, not open borders and collapsing civilization. So what happens? Well, the game changer happens. The game changer happens. Magically, the bombs get mailed out. They're fake bombs. The car, the truck, the van looks like something out of Central Casting, a white creeper van with every window except the windshield covered with dishonest media. CNN sucks. I mean, this looks like this was produced at a Hollywood lot. These aren't old peeling stickers. These aren't stickers over other stickers. This doesn't look like any van we've ever seen, you know, where it's a real patriot with a bunch of stickers. Native Americans for Trump. My president is Donald Trump. I am Donald Trump, and I approve of this message. Crosshairs on Michael Moore. Crosshairs on Van Jones. Crosshairs on all these people so they can be the victims. Soccer recruits for Trump. So every group out there can now be demonized because they're associated with the fake bombs that the establishment corporate collaborator media is still saying are real. Let's put again on screen there. You can see if you're a TV viewer, like this is the O.J. Simpson chase or something. The wrecker with the creeper van loaded in the back. And then soon we'll learn what was on his laptop. And, well, the number one news site in the world's Drudge Report. Everybody visits it. It'll be there. Fox News, the biggest TV network in the world. It'll be on there. And you know InfoWars.com and Alex Jones will be there. There aren't many computers in America that haven't visited InfoWars.com. There aren't many cell phones where people haven't visited InfoWars.com. And so guilt by extension, you see, just like the op-ed by Alexander Soros the day after his daddy got mailed that little 5-inch fake firecracker. He said it's the rhetoric of the Republicans and Trump that's causing this. When he funds Antifa, we have the documents January of this year to cause violence and to try to create, quote, a civil emergency. Alexander Soros now runs the whole situation for daddy. He's taken over. He runs the political action committees, hundreds of millions a year doled out in America alone. And man, you see, you criticize him. You criticize anything he's ever done, it's your fault. And we're waiting for President Trump to come out any minute now and speak. But boy, Colbert was confident. He said, we've got who the bomber is. It's Make America Great Again. And they put that hat on Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, who just so happened to work for the CIA for 30 years. That's L.A. Times. Google search engine, Theodore Kaczynski, Unabomber, CIA. And, of course, it turned out that whole deal was staged as well by another leftist, Theodore Kaczynski, who was willing to take the blame for a larger project. And as the MO emerges, this person is either going to be a mentally ill patsy they've set up, or he's going to be a hardcore leftist with university ties, who recently has become a conservative, kind of like all the white supremacist leaders that led Charlottesville. Their parents worked for Obama, worked for Hillary. All of them a year before worked for Obama or Hillary. And basically, it's just like a liberal theater club that go out and pose as Nazis. Total theater. Just like in the Alexander Soros documents where they wanted martial law in Maryland, triggering race war, it talks about doing the event and acting and what they're allowed to burn and what the police have been told they're going to target. I mean, you've got the van out of Central Casting right on time with the person willing to go to prison to frame America and frame Trump for fake bombs. The whole thing, the timing, the whole nine yards, it's staged. Now, that's my best approximation. And they wanted me censored and off the air before they staged all this. But they haven't. We're on hundreds of stations. And we're huge at InfoWars.com. But you have to go to InfoWars.com and get the live feeds that break down the fact. Let's go to InfoWars.com. It's the front page. They can grab the feed and email it and text it and send it out to everyone they know. So if you go to InfoWars.com front page, show me real quick, please, crew. I will direct people to the proper headline for the live show. It says, watch live. Scroll down a bit, please. To the main feed area above that. And then through the scroller, click it a few times. Right where it says Migrant Caravan. Thank you. Click it again, please. Click it again, please. Click it again, please. Looks like we didn't send out a live feed link, but it'll be there. Oh, we need to hit refresh. Watch live, and it'll be right there, and you can send that link out to everyone. As soon as the president goes live, we'll go right to it. What else will the deep state pull with only 11 days out?
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Here we are, only 11 days out, ladies and gentlemen, from this historic election. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have breaking news. Turns out the gentleman, the suspect in the white van festooned with the Trump stickers, had lived in New York City, recently gone to Florida. The vehicle's covered in Seminole Native American tribal stickers. The name of the company on the van is tied to Native Americans. So they're saying he's a white male who was known to law enforcement for making threats, but again, nothing had been done. Just like we saw the threats being made supposedly there in Parkland, but nothing was done over and over again. And now right on time, 14 days out, now 11 days out, on Hillary Clinton's birthday today, we have this unfolding. So let's go ahead and go to this breaking news on Fox News.
Just to recap, the suspect has been identified to Fox News as a white male in his 50s, former New Yorker, now residing in Florida, and someone who has a prior history with law enforcement, who's known to them, has a history of what are called terroristic threats. I want to just drill down on that for a moment so people understand what that really involves. Terroristic threats under the law means that you are threatening to commit an act of violence against an individual or physical property. And it also can include threats designed to influence a branch of government or politics. So I'm going to be paying close attention to that as we wait to hear from the President, the Justice Department, and the Homeland Security Secretary.
I'll provide you with an update on the suspicious package investigations we're conducting here in New York City. First and foremost, my message today is that New Yorkers are safe. There are no current credible threats to any individuals, organizations, or locations here in New York City. New Yorkers are safe, but everyone, all 8.6 million residents and the millions of visitors who come here every year, should always remain vigilant and aware of their surroundings.
That is the New York Police Commissioner. Pipe bomb and powder delivered to CNN were harmless. All other bombs had no explosives in them. They were not bombs. You know, you've driven out in the desert and you've seen those tourist traps that have a fake Tyrannosaurus Rex, a fake Stegosaurus, a fake Triceratops. You get out when you're a kid and you run around them out there. And then you go in some five and dime place and maybe buy a soda and a candy bar with your parents before you get back on the road to Death Valley. Those aren't real dinosaurs. So if you run your car into one and die, a dinosaur didn't kill you. You ran into concrete and died. Well, if a bomb isn't a bomb and won't even smoke, it's not a bomb. Here's another example. You've seen those steakhouses where they'll have a cow, a plastic cow, up on top of the building for attention, so you know there's beef there. That's not really a cow. That's not a real cow. Okay, we have the suspect here, ladies and gentlemen. They were calling him a white male, but he does look like he has some Native American or at least Hispanic in him. Suspect male bomber identified as Caesar Altier, if I'm pronouncing that right, A-L-T-I-E-R, Altier. And this is out of the Daily Mail. Again, I'm not reporting that that's who this is. I'm reporting on the Daily Mail. Caesar Altier Sayoc was taken into custody on Friday morning in Plantation, Florida, in connection with the bombs. The suspect is a mail bombing spree targeting critics of President Donald Trump. A mail bombing spree. It was not a bomb. I'm going to say that again. Will you guys give me a wide shot here in the studio? That is a bronze recreation of a famous statue of the battle, what was it, Gallipoli, Thermopylae. I'm going from memory, teleprompter three here. Thermopylae. It's also the Battle of Marathon, so many. For the Battle of 300. That is not a real Spartan soldier right there. That is a recreation. I know you're saying, yes, Alex, we know that that is not a real Spartan soldier. We understand from 3,000 years ago. I know you know that, but I'm trying to explain to Democrats and CNN and everybody else that we don't buy your hoax that these fake bombs were real bombs. And I don't buy any of the rest of your story. I mean, you've got this guy they're calling a white male. And if you showed that picture to 1,000 people, they would say he looks Hispanic or Native American, which is fine. I'm not trying to blame some group on race here. I'm saying none of this adds up. The van looks fake. The timing. The fact that the media hypes there's going to be all this violence against Democrats, and it's coming, and it's Trump's fault, and it's Alex Jones' fault, and it's the free press's fault. Then fake bombs get mailed out. His van looks like something out of Central Casting. And now this happens. They're calling him a white male. And I guess he could identify as white. And now we've got photos of him coming out at Blacks for Trump and other rallies. I don't think we know what's really going on here, but I'll tell you this. If you had all this pre-programming by the Democrats that the Republicans were going to kill him, and there was no proof of it, and then magically it happens, and the guy sends out fake bombs to the perfect list of globalists, when it could only help them 14 days out from the election when this started, we're now 11 days out, this guy is the biggest idiot on the planet and is a total moron and can't find his ass with both hands to save his life, or this whole thing's fake. And do you think somebody like this would have the perfect white van with all the stickers covering every window perfectly so that when this happened, it would have the iconography of Trump? I mean, this is as phony as anything I've ever seen in my life. It's more phony than a plastic banana. It's more phony than Obama's birth certificate. It is more phony than Hillary saying she has a clean bill of health. This is unbelievable. And we're here waiting for Trump to come out, and we will cover it all. So, suspect was known to authorities, and they let it happen again. Just like the Boston bombing, they were known and had been allowed to go to Eastern Europe and to the stands and to areas connected to CIA operations, and had even been given fake passports that the Russians pointed out, the Tsarnaev brothers. And the same story over and over again. The nightclub shooter in Florida at Pulse Nightclub was part of a Homeland Security detail. And his father then shows up bizarrely behind Hillary at one of her events. This is just crazy. With perfect timing, all of this happens. What do you think's happening? We're going to come back, get to Trump as soon as he goes live, and then we'll open the phones up and take your calls throughout the broadcast today. I took a lot of calls from military and law enforcement and EOD people yesterday. I got to almost all of you, four or five were left at the end of the show. You can call back in, that's great. But law enforcement, military, EOD, but also detectives, give me your angle on this and what you think's happening and why none of this adds up, in my view, unless it's a false flag staged patsy event. And I've said, I bet they find some crazy with Trump stickers all over it and InfoWars stickers. Thank God none of those. In the next few days, I said that on Monday. So what do you think's going on? I'll give that number out when we come back. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll be right back. Stay.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And as we speak, the president was set to talk to a black leadership conference of amazing folks like Candace Owens and others. And that conference is just now starting, so let's go ahead and go to it right now. Here is the president coming out and beginning to make comments.
By the White House, he is at a youth black conference, leadership conference, but expected, according to his own Twitter feed, to begin with comments about the suspicious packages investigation. Let's watch.
What a great honor to have you. Thank you.
It is a great, great honor to have you in the White House. Thank you very much. They call this, as you know, this is young black leadership, and it's the summit. And to have you here is truly my privilege. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk. We're going to meet. But
we got to do with the false flag first.
Before I do, I'd like to begin, and you are leaders. You're real leaders. I'd like to begin today's remarks by providing an update on the packages and devices that have been mailed to high-profile figures throughout our country and a media organization. I am pleased to inform you that law enforcement has apprehended the suspect and taken him into custody. It's an incredible job by law enforcement. We've carried out a far-reaching federal, state, and local investigation to find the person or persons responsible for these events. These terrorizing acts are despicable and have no place in our country. No place. I've instructed authorities to spare no resource or expense in finding those responsible and bringing them to swift and certain justice. And we will prosecute them, him, her, whoever it may be, to the fullest extent of the law. We must never allow political violence to take root in America. Cannot let it happen.
Not if it's Congressman Scalise.
And I'm committed to doing everything in my power
as Rand
president
Paul.
To stop it. And to stop it.
But that was real violence.
Stop it.
Not the threat to murder your son.
I have just concluded a briefing with the Department of Justice following the apprehension of the suspect. I want to applaud the FBI, Secret Service, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the NYPD, and all law enforcement throughout the entire country, incredible partners. These people have worked so hard, and to have done it so quickly, it's looking like a, you're looking...
And we don't know what happened yet, but he was known in New York and made threats.
Incredible, incredible job.
So why was he allowed to do that? It's the same crap all the time. It's because people just accept this and they won't indict anybody.
But the bottom line is that Americans must unify and we must show the world that we are united together in peace and love and harmony as fellow American citizens. There is no country like our country. And every day we are showing the world just how truly great we are. So you are really very special people. I wanted to say that before our little talk. And I appreciate the time you've given me. And, boy, one day, one of you is going to be standing. It could be three or four of you, actually. But you're going to be standing right here. You're going to be standing right here. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Who in this room wants to be president someday? So it's an ambitious group. It's an ambitious group. That's great. Anyway, thank you all very much. I really appreciate it for the media. Thank you very much. I thought I'd do that. And we feel very strongly. Again, congratulations to all law enforcement. We have the best in the world, and they just showed it. Thank you very much.
And let's be clear. A lot of times the police do try to stop people making threats who look like they're credible, but the grand juries won't indict them.
The subject at hand. And it is my great honor to be with so many brilliant, and that's what you are, brilliant, courageous, patriotic, and proud Americans.
By the way, guys, I know we have a satellite feed of this. Let's go to our satellite feed. I just went to the Fox feed.
With an extraordinary confidence in...
Because Trump's a few minutes actually ahead here.
The great, great future of our country. Each of you is taking part. Thank you very much, Candace. Charles, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Candace. I want to know that feed. I see you talking to Candace.
Each of you represents the future of our nation. You know that. You are not afraid to stand up for your beliefs or stand against injustice. You refuse to be told by the same failed voices how to think or what to believe. You understand that.
Probably get the real meat of it. This is live right now.
What's happening with our country, how great it is, and how well different groups of people are doing. I mean, nobody would believe this. The Democrats are very nervous, I will tell you. They're very, they're, you know, supposed to be automatic. They do nothing for you, and that was supposed to be automatic. Not anymore. Not anymore, right? But you're not intimidated by the forces of political correctness because you embrace your own right to free thought and to free speech. History is fashioned by those like you who step up to the plate and get into the game and get the grand slam home run. I was going to say home run. Let's go for the grand slam home run. What you doing? That's what you're doing, man. That's what you're doing. I can live with that. That's
let's stop right here. I wanted to actually carry part of the Young Black Leadership Conference today, because I know a lot of people that are there, including one of our reporters, but it got overshadowed, obviously, by the whole pipe bomb. Sorry, see, I'm doing it myself. It's not a pipe bomb. The police commissioner said it's not a pipe bomb. It's fake. There is no powder. It's not real. The fake bomb hoax. The fake bomb hoax. The fake bomb hoax. And so when we come back, we're going to get into all that. But this is gigantic breaking news. Caesar Sayoc, the alleged mail bomber, had Trump stickers all over his vehicle. But on Twitter, he only follows 32 people, many of whom are left-wingers like Lena Dunham, Barack Obama, and Jimmy Kimmel. That's what I said. This is what I feared, and I've said it on air. Is if the left gets smart and they're willing to take one for their evil team, they will start going out and staging events in our name. But thanks to the internet and thanks to things being documented, we know their histories. Like the four leaders of the alt-right white nationalist bumbos. And it's like, you didn't even wait 5 years since you were top leftist leaders working directly for Hillary and Bill. Some of you wait 6 months or a year, and then you pop up to try to lead this white supremacist army of BS. We see through you. And Charlottesville was the first big one when I started puckering a little bit. So you got a Native American, it's now confirmed, Seminole Nation, who was known to them and made threats reportedly in New York protected, and who's a Democrat. He's a registered Democrat. That's the breaking news when we come back. Oh, my God. He is, it says who he is on his freaking LinkedIn. God, they wouldn't even get rid of that. Why? They don't need to. It doesn't matter. You could have pictures of him kissing Hillary Clinton. They'd say it was my fault or Trump's fault. Wow, this is getting crazy. This is like minute by minute is insane. We got a bunch of law enforcement and military callers. We'll talk to you next segment straight ahead, but this is crazy. Whatever you do, get past the censors, send out the links, infowars.com/show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, to be clear, I don't think we know who Caesar Altair Sayoc is. It's confirmed that he's part of the Seminole Nation, Native American. And just like Michael Zimmerman was, I would not say Caucasian, they would whiten his face for the news. We now later learn through orders from the Justice Department to make him look more white. But let's put on screen what the actual police mugshot of him looks like. But notice they're saying a white male, even though he's a member of the Seminole Nation, all this. I'm not blaming Native Americans. I'm not blaming anybody. It just shows how they manipulate everything. It's not real bombs. There was no explosive in it. That's the police commissioner of New York. That's all confirmed. So this was a bombing hoax. This was done right before the campaign. You've got his white van that doesn't have a bunch of stickers by themselves on it. It looks like somebody took a bunch of memes and put it together at a print shop or a graphic shop to then seamlessly do it. It looks like something directly out of Hollywood. It looks very, very scripted. So you have the timing. You have the Democrats pre-programming that they're going to be attacked ahead of the elections and that it's Trump's fault because he's calling for violence against them when he's not. Now, if you go to his Facebook that we're showing, they haven't taken that down yet, and it is all a bunch of pro-Trump stuff. No Alex Jones stuff. That's interesting. Do a control F search Alex Jones on that, guys. Do a text search, control F Alex Jones. Hope I'm not on there. But the point is that Caesar, and it's spelled a little bit different there than what the police have put out. It's Caesar, A-L-T-I-E-R, Shayok. On there, there's an I at the end of it, of the Altier, Altier I or something. But the point is, we don't know at this point. I'm reporting on what's mainstream news. I'm reporting on what is on reportedly his Facebook. They have blocked his Twitter. We were able to grab parts of it. And again, we don't know how accurate this is because this is in the flow of information at the moment. But Caesar Shayok, the alleged mail bomber, had Trump stickers all over his vehicle. But on Twitter, he only follows 32 people, many of whom are left-wingers like Lena Dunham, Barack Obama, and Jimmy Kimmel. And then now they're reporting he's a registered Democrat. And then again, that links through right there to some of these public database sites that are similar to Wikipedia, where you could edit that in real time. So we don't know if that's accurate either. Caesar Shayok, 56-year-old, was born on 3-17-62, currently lives in Florida, Aventura, if I'm pronouncing that right, and previously lived in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Hollywood, Florida, Edison, New Jersey. Sometimes Caesar goes by various nicknames, including Caesar A. Shayok and Caesar A. Sherrill. Other family members and associates, and it goes into that. We don't know if that is accurate. I'm not saying anything you even see on CNN or Fox News is accurate at this point. We're just reporting on what's being broken down. But look for when they're done with his face, he will be white as the side, of a milk truck, and he will probably have a Hitler mustache and Trump Forever tattoos all over him. So, even this print from the news, it's been whitened compared to the digital mugshot that we can also put on screen for TV viewers. So look, by the time they're done, the media will go with every angle to make the image of evil in this world a white person. I'm not the one saying brown people are bad. I'm saying the media is always trying to hype that it's white people that are evil. And so they will, just inherently, because of what color we are, the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. So we should get Matt Bracken to pop back in on the show, but I do want to open the phone system up, guys, so I can see who the callers are there. That would be stupendous, so that I can start going to some of the military and law enforcement callers that have called into the broadcast today, and we will take your calls. But again, if you just tuned in, the massive pre-programming that we saw in the last year saying Trump's going to cause violence, Alex Jones is going to cause violence, Trump's calling for killing the media. Trump says, hey, CNN's lying about me hating Mexicans. You want to kill the media? Well, no, I don't. Well, don't question us. It causes violence. So Alex Jones wants to use battle rifles. He told his listeners to kill us. It's not true. There is no video. So they wouldn't be doing that if they weren't planning to attack themselves. And now someone with a dubious background, we're told he's a white guy. We're told he sent real bombs. The police say they're not real bombs. They're fake bombs. The media still goes with the fact that they're real bombs. He'd reportedly been in trouble before for making threats, but there was no indictments. He was known to law enforcement. And so here we go. I said there would be something like this, bombings or shootings or attempted ones of Democrats ahead of the election. I guess 2 weeks out it would start. This is the October surprise. Historically, in late October, this is when incumbents start wars to stay in. Trump hasn't done that. And those that aren't in power stage violent events against themselves. Half the episodes on House of Cards were that, because everyone knows that goes on. Then I sit here and point out that all these Democrats have written autobiographies admitting that they would throw bricks through their own windows to get elected to the city council. You throw bricks through your window to get elected to city council and blame your enemy. You bomb yourself to get into Congress. You stage mass shootings to get into the presidency if you're a Democrat. But we caught them using their Islamicist groups to blame Trump last year in Vegas. So that story went away, didn't it? The multiple shooters, the witnesses. I was told by the FBI hostage rescue team that they went into the room, that his body was already cold, that there was Islamic paraphernalia and Antifa paraphernalia. They thought he was a gun dealer and a gun deal gone bad. All of that came out. Then I was shown footage out of Florida. And I had to sign an NDAA to even see it, and I can't tell you what was on. But let me tell you, He was a leftist. He was a gun runner. He was a spook. And he went in there when the Saudi Arabians were in town. He thought for a gun deal, and they used him because they couldn't fly weapons in for the Saudi Arabian military convention. 10,000 members of the Saudi military were there. And they had that guy that had sold them weapons before come to the event. He sold weapons right there in Nevada and in Florida. That's where Southcom and CENTCOM and all that stuff has different headquarters and bases. And we don't know exactly what happened, but we know the official story is not true. And you notice, here later, you don't hear jack about this. We're going to start the next hour and go right to Kyle and Steve and Ken and Steven and Phil and Shane and Derek and Joe. And if any of you guys were on hold yesterday, let me know so I'll go to you first. Because I ended the show with about five of you guys on hold. I apologize, but that was just the end of the show. So, here's where we are. It's admitted these weren't real bombs, but the media keeps going and saying they are. That's huge. This guy looks like he's out of central casting with this white van with professional plastering all over it. Like somebody overdid it from Hollywood, because there's not time to have old stickers and things covered up and, you know, no. This has all been done to stick out like a sore thumb and to be a perfect billboard on the news in the media. And the timing's perfect and the pre-programming's perfect. And so this stinks to high heaven to me. We will break it all down in the next hour with your phone calls and more. And we'll look at what this is distracting us from. The open borders, the caravan, Trump's executive orders, the attempts to plunge the stock market, and everything else. In fact, where is the Dow Jones right now? And finally, for this hour, they wanted to silence us and try to restrict us on social media and other systems ahead of the last few weeks so that we couldn't be on air when all of this incredible information broke loose, so that we couldn't respond in live time and do what we've done in other events and basically sabotage their psyop that they run off these false flags. And this is a false flag completely. I mean, there's no doubt that this is staged. It's like when you see an infomercial or you see bad actors, you know, that isn't real, that's actors. You just look at this, it's fake. Now, do we know the whole story? No, but it's fake. It's like biting into a plastic banana. It's not a real banana or a plastic orange or a plastic strawberry. Do you know the type of plastic it is? Do you know who made it? No, but it's not real. It's like I see all of the news are opening sex brothels with robot dolls. You're like, how do you know it's a robot? Well, it looks like one, and they say it is. Well, who made it then if it's not a real woman? You see, it's these games they play. That said, we've got great products, and your support of us makes it all possible. And InfoWars is a national treasure, and I appreciate all your support and your prayers. Free shipping store-wide, and 50% off all the supplements, 35% off the storable food, and a bunch of other best-selling items. Biggest sale ever, all roll into one. It's got to end by Monday, because so many of the products are about to sell out. It's Christmas, all of it rolled into one. The huge mega sale, last chance, ending very soon, next few days. 50% off mega sale, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to the supplements. Rainforce, X2s, the last runs, Super Mill Vitality, last run, all of it. I have some new products there as well, like Gut Fusion and more. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with your phone calls, hour number two.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.